This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne, on the root is on fire. A great comment by President Trump, great statement by President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, just now. The Democrats are swarming the great state of Arizona, trying to get the forensic election audit stopped because only they know exactly what they've done, and they understand voter fraud far better than anyone. This could be voter fraud at the highest level. Don't think Arizona is the only state. Much more to come. So true. And this is what I say all the time. When I gave a speech just the other day, what was it, Wednesday, in front of the Federation of Republican Women, it's called, I believe. I think it's the Republican Federated Women of Nevada or the Republican Women's Federation of Nevada. And I gave a speech in front of their wonderful crowd, wonderful people, and ended with a massive standing ovation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, great people. It's the funny thing about me, man. I'm the only radio host in America, the only conservative radio host that actually is more popular with women than men. I have all my fan mail is women. I mean, like 90% of my fan mail is Republican women. And most conservative talk shows only get men. It's all male audience, not me. So the women gave me a standing ovation. I said, one among many other things they loved, I said, Trump won the election. We know Trump won the election. And he didn't just win the election. He won by a landslide. And the proof of it is that they stopped the voting. And then they said, we'll pick it up in the morning. When you went back in the morning, they'd come back in the middle of the night with nobody witnessing it. And they suddenly found hundreds of thousands to zero. Biden 100,000, Biden 200,000, Biden 300,000, Trump zero. Batches of votes, and suddenly Trump loses. And then you're not allowed to ever talk about it again. That's how you know they're guilty. You can't even talk about it. If you talk about it, oh, you're a terrible person. My God, in America, the land of the free, where Stacey Abrams, overweight, gap-toothed Stacey Abrams, walks around all day long. Hefty Stacey walks around all day long. I lost the election because they stole it from me. I lost the election because they stole it from me. But that's okay. You know, and voter ID, oh my God, no voter ID, no voter ID. But vaccine passport, that's okay. Asking someone every 4 years when you vote for president for ID to prove it's you. Racism! Asking somebody 18 times a day when you walk in a restaurant, in a hotel, in a movie theater, in Broadway, on the Vegas Strip, on an airplane, on a train, on a bus. Everything you do the rest of your life. Show me your papers. Vaccine passport, that's okay. When you vote, no. Racism. They know they stole the election. Of course they do. These are all the giveaways. These are the tells in poker. Are you kidding me? You gotta be kidding me. No voter ID with mail-in ballots means anybody can make up any name they want. That's how they stole the six states, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Six states stolen with mail-in voting and illegal alien voting. And dead people voting and homeless people voting and people who didn't live in the state anymore voting. That's how they stole the election. Then they stole it because they stopped the count and stuffed the ballot box. Well, nobody was there to witness it. Not one Republican saw what they did. And then they stole it by making sure that you can never announce it's been stolen. Anything you say about that, you're a criminal now. And then the peaceful response, they stole it because they won't allow an audit. You can't audit. No, why would you want to audit? It wasn't stolen. No need to audit. Oh, my God. You must think we're all born yesterday. You guys need a pummeling, man. Something's wrong with you. You need a shot to the stomach. You lying scum. You stole the election. Now you're trying to steal the steal. Now you're stealing the country because you stole the election. And you stole Georgia. So now you control the Senate by one freaking vote. So you think you can stuff through whatever you want. And you won the House by the tightest margin in history. And you think you can stuff through every vote, including packing the Supreme Court in D.C. statehood. And soon it'll be Puerto Rico statehood. And open the borders and let everyone in. And legalize everyone who's already here. I predicted all of this. It's all in writing. I said what they would do, and they're doing it. By one vote in the Senate. By a couple of votes in the House, and by a president who absolutely should not be there. Because he didn't win. And every time you say it, they go, liar. Okay, no problem, I'm a liar, so let's audit it and find out who's right. Oh, we can't allow an audit. Why? Because we stole it. I mean, can't you picture? You know, it's like a cartoon, right? Jughead or whatever. Remember, I haven't looked at a cartoon or read a cartoon in the newspaper or watched one on TV in like 40 years. But I think there was a guy named Jughead in Archie. Wasn't that in the Archie cartoons? I think there was a Jughead. And there'd be little clouds above their face and you see what they're saying. I haven't read one of those in like 40 years. But I could just picture a Democrat. There can be no audits. Why? And then the cloud over his face. Because we stole it. Why do you think there could be no audit? There could be no voter ID. Why? Because that's how we steal elections. Oh, my gosh. More of the idiocy of Democrats, by the way. More of the idiocy of Democrats. You have to hear the latest. John Kerry, all-time brain surgeon. The only thing that makes John Kerry smart is he married the lady whose husband died, whose family owned the Heinz ketchup fortune. That's the only thing that makes him smart. He married Teresa Heinz. So every time any of us puts Heinz ketchup on our French fries, the money goes to John Kerry. So that SOB is a billionaire because he married the woman whose husband was that family and died in a plane crash. If he doesn't marry her, he doesn't have any money. He didn't make any of his own money. He married a billionaire's wife. A billionaire died. That's the only thing smart about John Kerry. And maybe he's looking to leave her because, you know, obviously he needs the bribe money from the Iran deal, the Iran treaty. I've said that for 4 years, since the day, you know, since before Trump won. I said, John Kerry is so excited to close the Iran deal or the Iran treaty, whatever the hell they call it. Whatever it is, he wanted to do business with Iran so badly and give away all the money of America to a little pipsqueak Muslim murdering country filled with murdering mullah nutcases. He couldn't wait to give them whatever he could out of the American treasury. Why? Why was it so important to close that deal? Just my common sense again. Just like I know that Biden's owned by the Communist Party of China, just like I know that the Mexican drug cartel's bribing the whole Democrat Party to leave the border open, I know that everybody involved with the Iran deal is getting a kickback. I know it. In every ounce of my body, they're getting kickbacks. These guys are all getting rich in political office by stealing the money, just like I know the Secretary of State of Georgia. These are all just guesses on my part. They're all just my opinion. This is an opinion show. I don't know these to be fact, but every bone in my body knows Raffenberger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, made millions and millions of dollars by allowing them to steal the election and switch votes. I know it. But again, I can state very clearly, it's just my opinion. I don't know it to be a fact, and I cannot prove it. There we go. Okay? Just so nobody can ever sue me, I can't prove it. I'm not claiming I could prove it, but I know it. And deep down in every cell of my body, I know what happened there, and I know what happened in Nevada. Because you know what? I think our Secretary of State or Republican is the biggest fraud in the history of Republican Secretary of States. Something's wrong with Nevada. You know, we got so many people in this state that are bought off and bribed. Again, my opinion, I can't prove it. I'm not telling you I know for a fact. I'm telling you it just looks obvious to me. You know, we had a Governor Sandoval who ruined the state, destroyed the state. We had a Senator Heller who is the biggest fraud of any Republican senator in history. And we have a Secretary of State who is awful. What a terrible woman. Oh, my gosh. She's so bad, she was censured by the state Republican Party, and everybody's so shocked, and the local newspaper, the RJ, is in shock. Oh, my God, what a terrible people the Republican Party is. They censured their own Secretary of State. They must not want... She's the only Republican office holder. You know why she's the only Republican office holder? I think it's probably because she cut a deal with the Democrats. And they needed one person who wasn't a Democrat in office. And that's their cover for how they steal every election. Let me tell you what our Secretary of State Savaski is about. I have no way of knowing if she's bribed. I have no way of knowing if she's got $10 million in a Swiss bank account. Here's what I'm going to say at the very least. She's Sergeant Schultz. She's the perfect person to cover for the Democrats. Did you know every illegal is registered to vote? I know nothing! I see nothing. I hear, this is Barbara Stasky, I hear nothing. She's Sergeant Schultz's daughter, illegitimate daughter. Did you know that homeless people are voting in Nevada? I know nothing. Did you know that lots of people left the state during the COVID disaster and the recession and everyone got laid off and the culinary union lost 100,000 employees and yet they all voted in our state? Some of them are living in Mexico and they voted. I know nothing. Every illegal is registered at DMV. I know nothing. Everything looks clean to me. Yeah, it looks clean to you. How much are they depositing in a Swiss bank account for you? You think we're all that stupid? These people are all corrupt. Again, just my opinion. I can't prove it. I have no facts to back it up. I'm just always right on this show. So I'm going to tell you, bribed. Bribed, traitorous actions by Republicans who are getting rich by stealing elections and stabbing Trump in the back. Just my opinion. Might be true. Might not. Maybe could be. Barbara Savaski, you are the worst in the history of the earth, Republican. You're no good. With friends like you, I don't need enemies. Because you are the ultimate enemy of the state of Nevada Republican Party. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited. Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, what's happening all over the country is just awful. Dave, who's from Allentown, Pennsylvania, listens to my show every day, actually listens to all 3 hours of it every day. And by the way, in Las Vegas, it's 4 hours. For those of you who listen on KBET, we're now 3 to 7. So the rest of the country nationally syndicated 3 to 6 West Coast time, 5 to 8 Central time, 6 to 9 East Coast time. But in Las Vegas, we're 3 to 7, 4 hours of the show on KBET, 790 AM. Dave Herman is my great friend who listens to the show in Allentown all the time. And he says, where I grew up in Allentown, they're voting next week to change the official language from English to Spanish. What a shame. Terrible what's happened to that city. Wait, could that be true? He can't be saying that right. The official language from English to Spanish? That can't be. That's not even possible. The city? The official language of the city cannot be Spanish. You must mean they're adding it. Maybe it's both English and Spanish now. I guess that's what you mean. But he's listening to the show, so he'll send me an email. Tell me what you mean by that, Dave, because that's not possible. In America, nobody could make the official language Spanish, could they? I mean, there's nothing I should put by these people anymore. Nothing. I mean, there is nothing they wouldn't do. There's no level they wouldn't stoop. So I guess I shouldn't assume. But, you know, I went off on a tangent in the last segment. Because I mentioned John Kerry's name, and I start talking about ketchup and the money he made just off being married to the ketchup heir. But I forgot why I brought up John Kerry. I brought up John Kerry because he gave a speech recently, just a couple days ago, at the Global Climate Summit. And it was the single dumbest thing anybody's ever said. He gave a whole speech that his new goal is to remove all carbon monoxide from the atmosphere. What? I can't even say this without laughing. I mean, these people are so dumb. Here's his quote. That zero is not even enough. We need to remove all CO2 from the atmosphere. He's insane. Do you understand? You can't remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere because it is what makes plants live. Plants live on carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. You can't remove it from the atmosphere, CO2. Photosynthesis, the process by which green plants and other organisms transform light energy into chemical energy. Light energy is captured, used to convert water, carbon dioxide, and minerals into oxygen and energy-rich organic compounds. Carbon dioxide is what plants live on, along with water. You can't remove carbon dioxide or you'd kill all the plants in the world. There'd be no more vegetables, no more plants, no more forests, no more rainforests, no more grain for cows, no more food for pets, no more national parks. Do you see they're all insane with their green agendas? These are environmental wacko billionaire elites. And by the way, just to show you I'm fair, I'm not a sexist. You know, I'm always saying that Kamala Harris is a joke because all she did, she's like a hooker. She screwed her way to the top with a rich man, rich, powerful man, Willie Brown. That's all she did. That's her talent. She lied on her back with a rich man to get into politics and get all her jobs and all her power in California. Well, John Kerry did the same thing. You know, he was already a U.S. senator, but John Kerry had no money. Senators make $175,000 a year. John Kerry's now a billionaire. He's a billionaire because he had sex with the widow of a billionaire. And she liked him, and they got married. So he controls a $1 billion fortune now. Same as Kamala Harris. See, I'm not sexist. If a guy does it, it's no different than a girl. I have no respect for a girl or a guy, a woman or a man. I don't care what age you are, young, old. I have no respect for you if you have sex to make your money. That's what he did. He basically, you know, banged the head of the Heinz ketchup fortune. That's how he got all his money. And so this big dummy, this big handsome galoop who got the girl, got lucky and got the widow, he's walking around going, we got to end all CO2. Get rid of carbon dioxide. Really? That's a brilliant move. Don't you think? Let's kill all the plants. We don't need any green plants in the world. Kill all the forests. Kill all the trees. And then, of course, if you killed all the plants and all the trees and all the forests and all the rainforests, you'd basically be signing the death warrant for us. But wait, it's more than that. He'd only be able to do this in America. So China will just continue to pollute the world and create billions of jobs for the 1.5 billion people. And America will be bankrupt and have nothing and be starving to death with no plants and no grains and no crops. And but see, this is what they do. They hate America and they're being bribed by China. You know, maybe he's getting ready to leave the old lady and he wants a $1 billion bribe from China to ruin America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A federal vaccine advisory committee recommended that use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine resume in the United States, while Johnson & Johnson and regulators plan to add language to the product label warning of the potential for a rare blood clot condition. If U.S. authorities follow the panel's recommendation, J&J's vaccine could be back in circulation as soon as this weekend, ending a pause that began last week. Regarding that rare blood clotting condition, Director of the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"This is a one in a million kind of risk that has been identified of this rare blood clotting problem."
Wall Street ending the week on a positive note, the Dow gaining 227 points to close at 3443. The S&P and NASDAQ also finishing positive for the week. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. "I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yeah.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. The country does appear to be on fire, whether I'm on fire or not. With my salvos, that's another thing. But the country really... Don't forget what we talked about. The fact that the country didn't all burn down simply because the jury found Derek Chauvin guilty. You know, we just bit one bullet. There's 20 more to come. When they sentence him in 2 months, if they sentence him to too few years, the country can and will burn. His other three cop accomplices, if they don't find them guilty of everything, the country will burn. The other cop in the Minnesota, Minneapolis suburbs, Brooklyn Center, if she's not found guilty, the country will burn. The guy in Columbus, Ohio, if he's not charged, the country will burn. Every day there's a new opportunity for BLM and Antifa to burn down the nation. Amazing. So that's why, you know, it's a good segue. That's a great segue, actually. Because never in history has the country been in such peril, has your wealth been in such peril, has the national debt been in such peril, has the economy and capitalism been in such peril. And the solution, in my opinion, is the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And by the way, the good news is gold and silver are down for the year, and that's great news because you know that famous wisdom, buy low and sell high. Every time gold goes down, I'm like, thank you, God. Because I'm going to buy some more. I buy some physical gold and silver every time they go down. It's great when they go down because I'm going to cost average lower and lower because I know in the long run, gold has been a winner for thousands of years. It's an amazing, amazing thing to invest in. It's an insurance policy. If you call ASI today, which is the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show, it's Michael Chekin, Rich Chekin, and the Asset Strategies team. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. And if you call them today, ASI, Asset Strategies International, they'll get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, about 50% less than standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. So we've got our guest on the show who is our precious metals expert, and who else would it be but Rich Chekin of Asset Strategies International to talk about what's going on with gold, what's going on with the economy, what's going on with inflation, what's going on with the markets. He's our man, Rich Chekin. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Wayne.
He's officially, by the way, titled as President and COO of Asset Strategies International. When I say it's Rich and Michael Chekin, Michael is, people assume it's a father-son. It's actually your uncle and you're the nephew, right, Rich?
Correct. He founded the company, 39 years ago? I joined him 25 years ago.
39 years of great service to the people, so really appreciate it. And you guys do a great job, and you do clean business, and nobody ever complains, and you don't have complaints to the Better Business Bureau, and nobody's getting chargebacks. Just all clean business, and that's unusual, by the way, in the precious metals business, right? It's hard to find someone who's not trying to, you know, rip off the customer. You guys are honest as the day is long, and I've appreciated about you for many, many years, and that's why you and I stayed friends for 16 years until you finally did advertise on the show. We were friends 16 years before they ever advertised on my show. I stayed friends with them every year.
We're not friends anymore. Is that it?
No, we're friends and business partners and
exactly,
business associates
exactly.
Now. But for 16 years, I got a Christmas ornament every year from these guys. And so my whole tree is like an Asset Strategies tree. I've got an ornament for every year I've been friends with Rich and Mike. So good stuff. Let's talk about gold and silver because, you know, and this is not something you and I discussed in advance. So I'm just hitting you with this one. There's a few key points we were going to discuss today, but I want to hit you with this one, Rich.
Sure.
Well, just I think a lot of people of the younger generation, for them, Bitcoin is their version of gold. And so I think gold could be a lot higher, but the money is being siphoned off in some cases, certainly the younger generation, to Bitcoin and things like that. What do you call it? Cyber security? No, cyber currency? What's it called?
Cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. There we go. That's how much I know about it. I know nothing about it. I've been gold and silver my whole life, and I've still never bought one Bitcoin. But, you know, there are people I know. At a restaurant I went the other day, a waiter says his friend is a waiter in the same restaurant. I've never met him, but he said he's in here all the time. I'll point him out next time you come in. He made $1 million in Bitcoin. He bought it like 5 years ago, and today he's a waiter in the restaurant, and the day he sells it, he's got $1 million of Bitcoin. So, I mean, the younger generation buys Bitcoin, and I just think in the long run they're going to be sorry they did. I think gold and silver has proven itself forever, and Bitcoin has not. What's your thought on the whole thing?
Well, you know, the bottom line is I think people are drawn to cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever it might be, as well as gold and silver, Wayne, because they distrust, and rightfully so, the mismanaged fiat issued by central governments, right? So the central governments have been doing a horrible job of protecting the purchasing power of the currencies, so people are looking for alternatives, and they're one of them. Now, I hear all this talk that's the new gold, that people are, you know, not buying gold in favor of cryptos. I think there may be some of that, but it's not that much, in my opinion. I think, you know, crypto, Bitcoin, whatever, is a speculation. You can tell it by the price action, you know, until it starts acting like a hedge against inflation. And still once it stops tracking the stock market and actually is a hedge for stock market and equities, then maybe when it's acting like gold, you can say maybe it's a new gold. But it's a 12-year-old asset class. People are not buying it as a hedge. They're not buying it to spend. They're buying it because the price is going up and they're greedy. And as long as that keeps happening, they're going to be happy, but they may have a rude awakening at some point. We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah, or, you know, another way to put it is maybe it's time for even someone like me. You know, you can't teach an old guy new tricks, right? Even someone like me should probably, you know, I'm spending a lot of money on gold and silver. I should maybe put 10% in Bitcoin. Just see if you've got something, if it really turns out to be real, you could do both, right? There's no reason why you can't buy gold and silver and precious metals, platinum and palladium, and you can also buy Bitcoin, right?
I wouldn't argue with you on that, except I'd argue on the percentage. So for me, a speculation is 1% to 2% tops. So that's what I would put into Bitcoin. When it comes to gold, wealth insurance, that's your 10% figure. And if Bitcoin soars, pull some profits off the top and bank it with a 5,000-year-old proven store value, right?
Yeah, all I meant is out of the 100% whole pie that I'm buying gold and silver with, I'd stay 90% gold and silver and 10% Bitcoin. That was what I was trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds very reasonable. I have no problems with that. It's a speculation treated as such.
What would you say to somebody who says to you, we're talking to Rich Chechen of Asset Strategies International, the official precious metals dealer of this show, and you could always contact them, by the way, at 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. What would you say, Rich Chechen, to somebody who says, well, you know, you're saying that Bitcoin is speculation, but we think gold and silver are speculation. Very dangerous, very risky. Stocks are safer. What would you say to them?
Well, I think that means that the mainstream media is very effective and get their message across for their advertisers, which are the banks and the brokerage houses, right? That's who pays the bills. That's who they shill for, if you will. Gold dealers are not, by and large, advertisers on the mainstream media, so they don't get the press coverage. I mean, you can see it. Equities drop drastically, and you hear, stay the course, you know, buy well here at the lower valuations, you need to stay invested.
Buy the dip.
Gold drops 5%, and it's like this barbarous relic, it's worthless, it doesn't belong in a portfolio. There's a reason that happens, and people have been brainwashed. They just don't understand the asset class, but, you know, they have a resource. They can call us, and we can educate them. So
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I may be, you know, stumbling here. I don't know. We're kind of having a raw conversation here with no pre-approved things. I think that over the last 30 years, even though all the media ever talks about, all CNBC ever talks about, and all Fox Business ever talks about, and all the Wall Street Journal ever talks about, stocks, got to buy stocks, got to buy stocks, stay away from gold, gold's terrible. I think even in the last 30 years, not forget about the last 3,000 years where gold's done great, but even in the last 30 years, I think gold has outperformed, if I remember correctly, outperformed the stock market.
I'd have to go back and look 30 years. I could tell you without a doubt for the past 21 years, for this millennium, gold has outperformed all indices.
Oh, so since the year 2000, gold has outperformed everything.
No question.
Which you'd never know from watching the news or watching any of the, you know, reading the Wall Street Journal or watching CNBC. You'd never imagine that in a million years. They would tell you, stocks, don't put a penny in gold, and it's outperformed them and every other asset class. Amazing. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so inflation talk is starting to pick up in volume and frequency, yes? And if that's the case, then what's the antidote to inflation? Well, historically, thousands of years, it's always gold and silver.
No two ways about it. And, you know, the Fed, Jerome Powell came out and he kind of poo-pooed it and he said, you know, if there is inflation, of course, we're all seeing it. I mean, you look at commodity prices, you pick your commodity, whether it be soybean, cotton, copper, gold, platinum, palladium, they're all up across the board, oil. So, you know, he says it's temporary, that they're not concerned about it. They're not going to raise interest rates. They're not going to try and fight it because there's no need to. But I will tell you, when you look for the past year that these commodities have been surging for that long a period of time, we're starting to hear from Coca-Cola and other major producers who take these raw products and put them into end products. They're saying they're going to have to start raising their prices. I'm sorry, inflation's coming. You're not going to stop it. And you're not going to stop it with a couple percentage points in interest rates.
I remember you were the guy who, you know, when I wrote the book, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, and it turned into a huge national bestseller and the biggest bestseller I've ever had in my life to date, 14 books, and that's the bestseller I've ever had, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. You gave me the stat at that time that since the year 19, is it 13 when the Fed was invented? Was it 13
exactly.
or 16? 1913. From 1913 until that date, I wrote the book in 2013, you know, if you had $1 million in cash, it was only worth like $40,000. But if you had $1 million in gold, it was worth like $60 million over that time span. If you held it all the way to 2013, and I think it's only gotten better since then. When we come back, let's talk about that stat for a minute and a few other things. I want to keep you, hold you over, because you are a great guest. Great to hear from you, Rich. Rich Chechen of Asset Strategies International. Please contact them if you want to own a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, about 50% less than the standard premium. These guys will do it for you only if you say I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root and I listen to the show. 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Be right back.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allyn, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we were all just talking in the break, Rich Checkin, myself, Chris O'Sullivan, my board op about Tiger Woods, new photo of Tiger Woods, first photo that's been allowed to come out since he had his accident. He looks great. It's in the New York Post. If you want to go to NewYorkPost.com, he looks fantastic. I'm in shock because I thought he was so close to death. He came so close to dying that day. To my understanding, he came close to having his leg amputated that day, multiple compound fractures. Nobody looks that good. He looks tanned and rested and muscular and thin, and he looks great. Go to the New York Post and check it out. Tiger Woods, man. Wow, this guy's on the comeback trail. Comeback trail. So we're back with Rich Checkin, by the way, Asset Strategies International President and COO. You can call them anytime, 800-831-0007. Get a great deal on gold and silver. Tell them you're a fan of Wayne Allen Root, and they'll give you the best deal in the world, the super-duper best deal they got, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. I'm telling you, I've been a gold bug my whole adult life. We were just talking about my favorite athlete ever, Roger Staubach. I've been a Staubach fan my whole life, and I've been a gold fan my whole life. How about that? That's a pretty interesting combination. Probably you too, Rich.
There's no question about it. You know I'm a Cowboy fan. I've just driven away a lot of business. Sorry.
And obviously a gold fan since you were a kid too, I'm sure, right? not just from Johnny Come Lately. Probably
no
forever.
Question. No question. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about tax increases that are coming up. How does that affect gold? You know, massive spending under Biden, massive beyond belief, unimaginable spending, and also massive new tax increases, even on capital gains. How do you think that'll affect gold, or does it affect gold?
Well, I mean, let's face it. Governments at every level, you know this better than I, are broke, right? So they're going to have to come up with the money somehow. Tax revenues are down. Spending is through the roof. I mean, they're calling things different things just to get the pork through. You know, the spending is out of control. And eventually that bill comes due, and some of it will come in direct taxation. But I think the biggest threat, we Wayne, is the insidious tax that comes from increasing the money supply, decreasing the value and the purchasing power of the dollar. And that's how they spread the tax for all of these things they're spending money on across the entire population to a point where they don't even realize it's happening to them. But they look at their checkbook and they say, wait a second, I was able to do a lot more last month. What's going on? That insidious tax is where gold helps you. That's where you store your purchasing power. As the dollar gets weaker, it takes more of those worth less dollars to buy that ounce of gold in the future.
All right. And tell me about the gold market. Tell me where you think it's headed. And the demand is through the roof, right? But the price does not reflect that, correct? The price is down for the year.
Yeah, no two ways about it. So when we visited a month ago, I had just reported on the first quarter that gold and silver were both down, and I mentioned at the time that I thought it was a reaction, a consolidation, a pullback, because we went too far too fast last year. At this point, I think we've worked that through the system. We're up about $100 an ounce in gold since that time, trading below 1800, but just below. And I still think sentiment is by and large negative. The price is still by and large low, and I think it's a fantastic buying opportunity. It's like jumping on the catapult right before they let it go.
It's really weird to me because I don't understand how we all know that physical gold and silver, the buying is through the roof and there isn't enough physical gold and silver to meet all the demand. And yet the price, when you go to CNBC and you click on the price of gold and silver every day, which is where I kind of go every day to look at stocks and bonds. And while I'm there, I look at gold and silver every day. It seems like it's either down a little bit or up a little bit, but it's kind of trending, just sideways. It's not going up when there's that kind of demand. I don't get it.
It's actually now stair-stepping up again after the consolidation phase. But remember what I said at the start. You know, most of the population is brainwashed. It's all about equities. Gold's a barbarous relic. It doesn't do anything for you. Many of them don't understand it. So few people own gold, you know, percentage-wise out there, that, you know, even though those that buy gold are just tearing it up, you know, we've been busier now than we have in 5-10 years. And every dealer I talk to is the same, but that's a small subset of the overall investor population. Many of them still don't understand or appreciate gold and what it does for their portfolio.
Well, I appreciate it, and my customers, my friends, my fans, my listeners, all of them appreciate it, and I send every one of them to Rich Chechen and Michael Chechen at Asset Strategies International. All you do is call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Obviously, you've now gotten to know Rich Chechen and understand what a bright guy he is, and we appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you, Rich.
Love it. Thank you, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
All right, once more, it's 800-831-0007. Now you know why I've been friends with the guy for 16 years, right? I mean, he is just as good as they get, as knowledgeable as they get, as calm as they get, doesn't get rattled. You know, former military man, United States Army, I believe West Point, if I'm not mistaken. Rich Chechen, Asset Strategies International, or 800-831-0007. Good friends of the show, sponsors of the show. They write the front, they sign the front of the check, and they write those checks so you don't have to. Coming up next, hour number three. So much more to tell you about. And, of course, my commentary, Stop Lying, about the Derek Chauvin trial. All of that up next, Wayne Allen Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Stay with us, USA Radio Network.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.